the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You know when you move in with somebody, there's one person that plants the flag and says, this is how things are going to be around here. In my experience, it's the woman that does that, right? Like, my house looks very nice, and it has nothing to do with me.
Same.
I'm fine with that. I don't really care that much. From time to time, I'm like, man, I don't even have a room around here that I...
You don't have your own
man cave?
I
paid for all of this, and there's not even, like, a room. I have my office.
Okay.
And that's, like, kind of my man cave.
But I'm
like, that's not... Like, that's why I miss living in the Midwest, because
the basements,
you know, like in the Midwest, you have basements and that's like the man's
zone. It's so much extra space.
Right. It's just like a whole extra house down there. Now, granted, it is the worst part of the house.
But
it's always freezing cold or burning hot.
Yeah.
There's never
the
right temperature.
The garage?
That's where the cars go. Like, there's no other extra room in the garage.
Yeah,
my dad, that's
his space.
He's got his own little man cave and then he has the garage.
The garage.
If you've got like a detached garage, but most modern houses are being made with garages attached to the house, because we learned a long time ago that walking from the garage to the house, especially when it's cold as hell outside, still sucks.
Still sucks. Even short little walk with the groceries, yeah.
So, I'm with you. Garages, basements, phenomenal. Even though there's spiders down there.
Yeah.
And it's scary as hell when it's not
As a grown-ass man, basements still scare the hell out of me. Like, why? What the hell is down there?
Why is it so creaky down there?
Yeah, what's happening?
What's living there?
Why does carpet make everything less scary?
Yeah, right. Like, you just carpet the area, and you're like, oh, well,
this is lovely.
You know, now the spiders
space.
Know not to attack me. This is
I think that is the barrier, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you put down some sort of flooring.
Maybe some
sheetrock.
Yeah.
So what did your significant other make you get rid of whenever you first moved in together? I have a sweet one and a not-so-sweet one. Which one do you want first?
Let's start with the sweet one.
The sweet one. Zachary said my disdain of dogs. She got me one for her birthday month when we moved into our first apartment, and she is the best big sister to our cat, and they actually posted a picture of their dog and their cat together.
That's
just loving
sweet.
Her.
I don't know if I could be with somebody who hated dogs.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's right? You're a special kind of awful person. You know, like, if you were, like, bit by a dog when you were a little kid, and
yeah,
you're
like
afraid
you
of that
PTSD.
Type of dog.
D.
Yeah. Or B.
Yeah. In this case, though, maybe not so sweet. And Ian, you tell me if you would allow this to fly. Nicole on Facebook said, I made my boyfriend get rid of his cat, Emma.
Oh, no.
And then she actually named his cat. Like, you didn't just say his cat.
Straight up, Emma.
See, I think, like, pets are off limits. Like, you can't get, like, make your significant other get rid of them.
The cat was so jealous when I was there, she would give me the evil eye. And then she started peeing on my clothes.
Uh-uh.
And then she peed on my favorite pillow. And I said, it's either me or her. And it's definitely not going to be me.
That's kind of a, I don't know, man.
Ian, let's say that you were a single
man. That's a power move.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's good for a relationship, because you've already just, you know, given up. If you give up something you've had that's a living creature that's been with you for years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not cool. Nice.
I feel like that's off limits.
Debbie said nothing. We're too damn old to be that petty. We both had lives before each other, and it's cool.
Really? Like, even ugly ass furniture?
Yeah.
I got to keep one thing. There's one thing now that I remember.
Yeah,
my couch. I had a couch that
but
I paid.
Where's your couch?
It's in our bedroom that just
right.
That never gets sat
it's
on.
It's not like where people can see
no
it.
No one could ever see it, and you never sit on it.
No.
So she has found a way to discard it without actually making you discard it. Because are you still making payments on that couch, or did you finally pay it off?
No. It's been like 7 years. It rolled off my credit.
All right. They foreclosed on your couch, but you still got it?
You don't know where I live.
You can't repo this thing. I keep moving. Look out.
Come get it, Macy's Home. Calling you out.
That was smart of her, though, because like I didn't throw it away, but...
Yeah, it's like they let you hang on to a little...
Let's hide it.
You can talk yourself into thinking you still have dignity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurt my credit for years.
Kevin said my 5-piece Pearl drum kit and Zildjian cymbal set.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow.
And
that's
then
so expensive.
You could tell he got yelled at because he followed it up with another comment. In all fairness, though, we were moving into a small 3-bedroom apartment along with another couple, so I guess it wouldn't have been room for it, so it's okay.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What did you have to get rid of when you and your significant other, current or ex, moved in together? There are some pretty nasty ones here. Tony said, my vintage tube amplifier that stood 6 feet high and my guitar pedals that are worth a fortune now.
Why would you get rid of those?
Emily said, he tried getting me to throw away my prized NSYNC memorabilia collection. He was denied.
Don't you touch those.
You marked that red line in the sand, Emily. Good job.
Anonymous joining us this morning. This one also very dirty.
69 Mustang.
Why in the hell would you have to get rid of your 69 Mustang?
Yeah.
Two-car garage. It was a drag car. I hadn't raced it in probably about 5 or 6 years, but the wife had to make room for a Honda Fit in the garage.
Her Honda Fit.
Did you have to, did you get at least good money for it when you sold it, or did you take a bath on that?
I probably had about 4 years of rebuilding stuff, so my own time, but I got what I paid for it.
That sounds like a big old pile of bullfit.
Honda bullfit.
Thanks for the call today, man. I'm so sorry to hear that. That is
your prize
car. Treacherous.
I'm glad you feel my pain.
Yes.
That is a rough one, man.
Ryan said, me and my woman always talk about moving in together, and she is 100% totally chill with me having a man cave where I can put all my super cool things that I can't live without. She seems too perfect on this issue. It might be a trap. Ryan, it is a trap, my friend.
There's never enough. The first thing to go when you need more room will be the man cave.
Kim said, as she responded to Ryan, she said, until you have a kid and the man cave turns into Rubbermaid bins stacked on top of each other.
I was going to say, like, when you have a kid, like, what's the first thing that's probably going to go?
Man cave turns into a nursery or it becomes a storage space.
Yeah.
Unless you have a basement, which none of us do.
No. Nope.
That's right.
My best friend in St. Louis has the best man cave of all time. He's got, I want to say it's close to 1,000 square feet. Basement.
Mm-hmm.
He finished it himself, so it's like turned into a pretty nice area.
I bet he's got like an elliptical down there, a treadmill or something, right? Like
he's got a workout room.
Yep, workout room.
Got a pool table.
Got a pool table. He's got a bar.
Got a bar.
Got a bar down there. Of course he does.
Got a shuffleboard table. Ping pong.
Either big ass flat screen or a projector. Which one is
big ass flat screen?
There you go.
And one of those video game cabinets, like the old school ones, that has like 1,000 games.
Damn.
On it. All of that, and I'm like, I would have to pay. To get an extra 1,000 square feet on my house.
You would have to buy the house next door.
I would, yeah, literally, just so I could do something along those lines. Speaking of that, got a text at 73100 from Lindsay. She said, my husband had a total bachelor pad. When we first moved in together, there was a pool table that took up the entire room. He never used it, so when we moved and he rented out the house, I somehow talked him into leaving the pool table there. Success!
Oh, brutal.
You had a pool table.
Yeah. Those things are hard to move, man.
Heavy as hell.
Yep.
And they cost a lot to move, too.
Sure they do. And so the whole, if you're going to pull the fast one, the old Indiana Jones, swap out the pool table for a living room full of stuff, the time to do it is when you have to pick it up and move it. Because you're like, no, I'll just leave it behind. It's amazing the stuff you'll leave behind during the move process. Yeah. And that's where my wife bamboozled me on a lot of stuff. She's like, do we really need this couch? Or, instead of moving it, we could just sell it to my friend. And so I was like, sure. So that way we don't have to move it. And then... Yeah. It turns out I didn't get to pick out any of the stuff that we got with that money. In fact, I don't think I ever saw any of that money.
Huh. And now you have like a room with no pool table.
There's a room that...
But there's a couch that you probably never sit on,
never
right?
sit on that couch.
Never,
that room
like
would be
special,
perfect for a pool table.
Is it the special couch?
It's just the couch that nobody ever used because it's in the dumb extra room that
it's a special
was made
couch.
For a pool table that doesn't have a pool table in it. Brian said, my homie's poster with a black light. Oh, man.
Black light always has to go as soon as a significant other moves in.
And it's always the Scarface poster.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Godfather poster. Any of that stuff that a dude has hanging up. Nice framed sometimes. Like my buddy Robert, very buttoned up, has his life together, but he was a bachelor for a long time. Went over to his place, like black leather couch. I'm like, sweet couch,
hell
bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's got the Scarface poster framed nicely.
Nicely framed.
Yeah, nicely framed. Ooh, like, nice. And now you go over to his house, you wouldn't even know he lives there.
No, well, his wife. His wife,
but she has, even though he did well, his stuff looked good.
Yeah, it looked great.
She trumped him.
Speaking of posters, do you remember that, like, the two women making out in their underwear? It was, like, black and white.
Yeah.
You know, it was, like, very iconic in the 90s and the early 2000s. Ashley said that her husband made him get rid of that poster.
So her husband was the one that wanted her to get rid of it.
Yes.
Interesting. All right.
Wow.
Usually don't see that. Like, usually it's...
It's, like, the reverse.
Yeah.
Jeremy said, my casting couch? Yeah.
Why you got that black couch over there? We've seen that couch.
I feel like I've seen that in a movie or something before. What is that?
Why do I have deja vu? Oh, wait, is that from Deja Vu?
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What did your significant other make you get rid of once you moved in together? Text here said, my ex-girlfriend. She didn't like that we still hung out.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't think that's a...
I don't think that's her overreaching. Any exes that are still hanging around? No, no, no.
That's...
Mike said my adult collection, even though we regularly watch adult films together.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Again, you ever go into a guy's apartment or house, he's got a VCR.
You know what's up.
That is for nostalgia porn
vintage,
only.
Yeah.
The dirtiest one that I have seen, I don't know if this is the one you were going to read, and I'm sorry if I'm going to read it for you. Not a possession that I had to get rid of.
Yeah.
But when I moved into my now with my now ex, she made me delete all of my female friends off of Facebook. I have since re-added most of them, but some still won't talk to me.
That was not the dirtiest one that I was.
But that is dirty.
Like, that is a red flare. Like, if she says, we're moving in together, and you have to delete all of your female friends, do not move in together.
Because
one of two things have happened. She's been cheated on in the past, like, countless times.
And you're going to have to pay for it.
And you're paying for some other dudes, you know, being skeevy to her.
Because she hasn't, like, gotten over it.
Or you cheated on her, and we're sliding into some DMs, and she caught you, and now you got to do it. And if either of those are the case, just call it a day. That relationship is done. Save yourself the time and effort.
Tiffany said he made me get rid of my toys.
Like,
yeah, because he said that he would be jealous of them.
What kind of
really?
What kind of beta ass bitch?
Yeah,
right,
man.
You should be embracing that.
Yeah,
me and that toy, we are partners.
Yes.
We are equal partners. We have the same mutual goal.
I am tired. It's like a WWE match.
Until you tag it in.
Yeah.
You tag it in. There you go, buddy.
You finish it off
Let's
for me.
Let's do this.
You know, and then they come running down from the, from the locker room.
They're like the Ultimate Warrior.
Grabs the ropes. Cue the Ultimate Warrior music. When you hear that come in. That's
pretty good, yeah. Tanya said, I had a feather baby pillow a family member made for me from my birth until we got married. I used to keep it under my other pillows because it was old and lost most of its feathers. My ex refused to allow me to bring it with us when we moved. Said it was too ratty. I still miss it to this day.
Put it in a box, right?
Isn't that sad?
That is sad.
Yeah.
Especially
if you've had it. Her ex. Yeah,
ex.
That's the worst. Current one, like, you're still getting something out of them.
Yeah,
but the ex, you're
but
like. And the final one that's dirty is Annalee. She said, I cleaned out the garage when we moved and accidentally donated all of his high school football championship stuff. Video of the game, pictures, his ring. I still feel terrible.
Accidentally?
You don't accidentally donate it.
Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.